Greek root of the word Pentecost is pente, which means five. And we meet the same root in words like pentagon, five-sided polygon, a pentagram, a five-pointed star, and the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. But you may ask, what connection has this with the coming of the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit of God, to the apostolic band, the very event the Church celebrates today? We have to go back to our Jewish roots of our faith for the answer. The ancient Jews kept a feast of weeks after the feast of the Passover. It was a week of weeks, a period of 7 weeks. It was the time of the year when the first grain was harvested and offered to God in the temple. It was a sort of first fruits festival, rather like Lammastide used to be to the medieval Christian church. As more Jews became urbanized and moved into cities like Jerusalem, the day at the end of the week of weeks took on a more spiritual significance. It became a day to thank God for the law given to Moses, a law expressed in the Pentateuch that I mentioned earlier. You can find the details in the 16th chapter of the book called Deuteronomy. So what is the link with the number 5? A week of weeks is 7 times 7, or 49 days, or about 50 days. In our calendar, the Feast of the Ascension falls 40 days after Easter, and Pentecost 50 days, or more correctly 49 days, after the resurrection. Our first reading came from the Acts of the Apostles, in lieu of the Old Testament, as these first readings have done during the whole of the Easter period in this year A of our 3-year lectionary. It told that wonderfully evocative story of the coming of the Paraclete on the day of Pentecost. There came from heaven a sound as of a rushing mighty wind that filled the entire house where they were sitting.